Behold the words between the summoner and the friar.
The friar laughed when he heard all of this. Now, dame, he said, on my hope of joy or bliss, this is a long preamble to a tale.
And when the summoner heard the friar's outcry, hey, said the summoner, by God's two arms, a friar will constantly interfere. Look, good men, a fly and also a friar will fall in every dish and every conversation. Why do you talk about preambling? What amble or trot or go at a walking speed or go sit down? You hinder our amusement in this manner.
Will you do the same, Sir Summoner, said the friar. Now, by my faith, I shall, when it's my turn, tell such a tale or two of a summoner that all the folk in this place shall laugh.
Now otherwise, friar, I curse your face, said the summoner, and I curse myself, but if I tell tales two or three of friars, or I come to Sittingbourne, then I shall make your heart mourn, for well I know my patience is gone.
Our host cried, stop that right now, and said, let the woman tell her tale. You're all acting like you're drunk on ale. Do, lady, tell your tale, and that is best.
All ready, sir, she said, write as you wish, if I have the permission of this worthy friar.
Yes, lady, he said, tell it, and I will listen.
Here ends the Wife of Bath's prologue and begins her tale.